Welcome to this self-acceptance practice. Most of us have a tendency to be hard on ourselves, and this is a way to counter that, to tame that harsh inner critic a bit, to let ourselves off the hook. It turns out we're more likely to bounce back, to be more resilient, even to be more successful in life if we meet ourselves with greater self-acceptance and compassion. To begin, position the body so that it feels as supported and comfortable as you can. This might even include walking if movement feels better to you right now. And then when you're ready, sense into the body, the general feeling tone of it. Notice how the breath is right now. This practice consists of repeating certain phrases to yourself out loud or silently within your own mind. If done silently, you'll repeat the first part on the inhale and the second part on the exhale. If done out loud or even in a whisper, you inhale between the phrases. So I'll lead it with the breath timing for now. Inhaling, I allow myself, exhaling, to be imperfect. Inhale, I allow myself, exhale, to make mistakes. Inhale, I allow myself, exhale, to be a learner in life. Inhale, I forgive myself. Exhale, and for now, I am free. Inhaling, I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to make mistakes. I allow myself to be a learner in life. I forgive myself. And for now, I am free. And if these words seem like just too big of a leap to make right now, then feel free to edit them in any way that feels more authentic. Or you could temper them a bit in this way. I am willing to allow myself to be imperfect. I am learning to allow myself to make mistakes. I would like one day a little bit to begin to allow myself to be a learner in life. I would like to forgive myself so that for now I can be a little more free. And we say for now because the idea of forgiving ourselves forever and ever is also a pretty big ask. So just for now, just for this moment, let this moment be enough. So I'll lead this one more time through. I allow myself to be imperfect. I allow myself to make mistakes. I allow myself to be a learner in life. I forgive myself. And for now, I am free. Now I'll be silent, and the encouragement is to continue repeating these words or ones of your own choosing with or without the breath timing. And as you near the end of this round, see if you can sense into the body again and how it is now. If there's any change from when you first checked in, maybe a softening of a tightness or not. Noticing how the breath is now, whether it feels the same or different. Whatever you're finding, and give yourself some credit for showing up, giving this a try. And I thank Pam Erdman for teaching me this practice. And I thank you for joining in this way.